Project Salam Support and Legal Advocacy for Muslims co-released the study entitled Inventing Terrorists, the Lawfare of Preemptive Prosecution, about the government's post-9/11 strategy of preemptive prosecution of domestic terrorism cases, along with the National Coalition to Protect Civil Freedoms. It's the first paper of its kind to directly examine and critique cases involving what the groups label preemptive prosecution that targets and prosecutes people whose beliefs or religious affiliations raise security concerns for the government. Report co-author attorney Kathy Manley.
74% of the cases that they call terrorists were what we call pure preemptive prosecution cases. Another 87 of them, or 20%, were what we call elements of preemptive prosecution, where there's some real crime going on, often a fraud crime or something like that. And the government was suspicious of the people, and so they called it a terrorist case, or they added terrorist-related charges that didn't really fit.
Manley, vice president of the Capital Region chapter of the New York Civil Liberties Union, noted that out of 399 cases of convicted terrorists in the U.S., just 4 had planned acts of violence without the involvement of a government provocateur.
The threat of Muslim terrorism is used to justify a lot of abuses that this country is engaged in. So showing that that threat is actually much smaller than the government claims, I think, is pretty important.
The report suggests several recommendations the U.S. Justice Department should employ, including accurately identifying people who offer material support for terrorism, strengthening the entrapment defense in the courts, abolishing terror-enhanced sentencing that triples or quadruples jail time in cases linked to terrorist acts, disallowing secret court proceedings, and immediately notifying defendants if any evidence in their case is derived from secret surveillance. The report further recommends so-called Little Gitmo Muslim prisons in the Midwest be closed. Project Salam President Lynn Jackson.
Working on these cases has shown me the horror of what happens when our government targets a group of people and prosecutes innocent people.
FBI spokesman Paul Holstein says the agency has a copy of the document and it will be reviewed by the appropriate personnel. Jackson explained many families have been ruined financially after their breadwinners were incarcerated for crimes that never really happened. And she says many children grow up without fathers.
And if their father is unfortunate enough to be incarcerated in one of those special restrictive Muslim prisons, they may only know their father by speaking with him through a plexiglass window.
There's a link to the 175-page study at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.